you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Hi, listening friend. Thanks for tuning in on this, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's May 14th, 2012, and you're in for a real treat, so I hope you can stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes as I did something I've never done before for a morning program. You're going to hear all about it in just a minute as I recently had a conversation with Jim Lilly, so he'll be our special guest on today's edition of Mark and Friends. But by way of a little background, a few days ago, I was part of a special leadership retreat put on by the Pinnacle Forum Group with the theme Grow Deep. It was a six-part study on Ephesians put together by Pastor Philip Reed, and we had a wonderful retreat down at Lake of Egypt in the Shawnee National Forest area. What an outstanding place to meet with God, to meet with other men, and to grow deep in the Lord. Some of you may be familiar with Pinnacle Forum, as a group of men and women have been meeting for a number of years, usually once a month, and then there's smaller forum groups that also meet a few times a month, one which I'm a part of, and it's just a great bunch of guys. You might also be familiar with Pinnacle Forum. We've had Tim Johnson, who's one of the area leaders, on the morning program sharing about Pinnacle and how God's using it throughout our area and the country. Also, there's a few national board members locally here, Rick Stevens and Steve Hillard. So it's just a fantastic group, and rather than tell you all about it, because Tim Johnson has done that in the past, suffice it to say Pinnacle Forum's mission statement is to build a network of leaders committed to personal and cultural transformation centered on the values of Jesus. Basically, their desire is to influence the influencers, and these typically are high-capacity people, taking them from their areas of success and turning that into significance for kingdom purposes. Many of these leaders in the various fields can only do so much at their local churches, though they want to help and get involved. There's not many opportunities. Yes, leading a capital campaign or ushering or serving in various ways, but because of so much of their life experiences, being CEOs, CFOs, lawyers, or very proficient in whatever their career is, they're oftentimes challenged to help out the local soup kitchen or help out an area ministry with the God-given skills that they've developed over the years. So basically, Pinnacle hopes that these leaders go in and influence the community and the culture in powerful and unique ways. Well, during these few days away, we focused on the book of Ephesians and growing deep in our relationship with the Lord. I learned so much, but that's going to wait for another day, as I want to share my new friend, Jim Lilly, with y'all. Now, as I mentioned, I did something I've never done before, and that's called relinquishing control of the microphone. Something that I learned many years ago from Dr. Erwin Lutzer is you never give the microphone up, for a variety of reasons, and one being if you're in an awkward situation, like during a Sunday morning service where he's interviewing someone and they get off on a tangent or they share something maybe not appropriate or start going over the limit, because during the Moody Church Hour you only have so much time. It's a national broadcast program, so you have that certain window of time. And so it'd be awkward to grab the microphone back out of somebody's hands. So Dr. Erwin Lutzer always holds onto the microphone, and that way at any point if he needs to clarify or say, well, thanks so much for Sharon, he kind of has control. Well, in this situation, I wanted to do a couple interviews of some of these guys, and so I woke up at 4 a.m. one night, jotted down a little outline, and thought I could just sit down with the guys, because there was only one microphone, hand it over to them, and kind of walk them through my interview. So basically, that's what I did with Jim, and you're going to hear his response to a number of questions that I laid out before him. Basically, his name, where he's from, who he's married to, where he works, some of his hobbies, what he enjoys doing. And then I list questions to encourage him to share his testimony, some of his favorite life stories, a life lesson or two, and maybe some specific answers to prayer. So that's basically what you're going to hear in the next few minutes, is Jim Lilly responding to my written out questions. I should also mention we were on an absolutely fabulous floating pier and dock So you may hear a boat or two in the background along with birds chirping. At the time, Jim was totally unprepared. He was sunning himself, sitting in a lawn chair, and I just showed up with the microphone and said, Jim, in season and out of season, you're always supposed to be able to share some of your testimony. Let's go at it. So he had no forewarning and basically worked through the various questions. So without further ado, you will now hear from Jim Lilly, my special guest voice today on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Hi, my name is Jim Lilly. I'm from Champaign, Illinois. My wife is Heidi, and I have two children, a 17-year-old daughter named Emma and a 12-year-old son named Cole. I want to say quick I love you to my wife Heidi and my two children, Emma and Cole. Give you a little background on me. I'm a financial advisor here in Champaign. I work at a company by the name of Chesser Financial. Our family has been attending Windsor Road Christian Church in Champaign for, about the last 5 or 6 years. One of my favorite Bible verses is in Malachi, where God talks about, test me on giving and see if I don't open the floodgates of heaven and rain down upon you blessings. That's Malachi 3:10. Also, as far as the Bible stories go, just as a guy, I love the stories of David, where he is man after God's own heart, and in the next instant he's doing something stupid, as many of us guys tend to do. I can tell you some of my hobbies. I love water sports, water skiing, jet skiing, wakeboarding, all of that kind of stuff, outdoor activities. And to compliment on that stupid things, last year I happened to break my leg while I was out jet skiing at a men's retreat I was on. My testimony, I was brought up in a Catholic church. I went to church every Sunday with my parents and did all of that, but I was 15 years old and I was brought to a Christian youth outreach program, which happened to be a camp-based program in Minnesota, and that's where I started to learn and understand the gospel. Through those people who I'm so thankful for, I gave my life to Christ and began my walk at about 15, 16 years old. And was a tremendous impact in who I am today. The camp was based on a work ethic where we would go and labor out in the woods for 10 hours a day, and you just spend time with guys and work hard, and we learned the Bible and learned love through those kind of experiences. So that was really cool. The great thing about being in Minnesota, and we were in the Twin Cities at that point, and there was a good number of great biblical-based churches that we had to choose from, and we got involved in a very large church, which really did a great job of discipling us. And thankfully, Heidi and I were married in a big church in Minneapolis, and we spent a lot of time. As our kids came, my wife decided that she wanted to take a crack at the homeschooling thing, and thankfully with that large church, we had a great support group for that and built a lot of lifelong friends that have really been able to support us and bring us forward. One of the things that I always find funny is the type of sense of humor that God has. I can remember as a teenager praying, please, Lord, don't let me ever have a job in retail. And my first job after getting married was a retail salesperson in a furniture store, which it went on to be a great job, but I thought I never want to do those weekend hours and all of that. And one of my other prayers was, God, I don't ever want to leave Minnesota. I love the lakes. I love the outdoor activities and so forth. And about 10 years ago, I got a phone call from my brother-in-law here in Champaign, and he said, I'd like you to come join me in my business and work with me in the financial services industry. And I said, that's great. I'm very well connected here in Minneapolis, and I've got a lot of friends. I'll be able to really knock on doors quickly and get that going. And he said, no, you don't understand. I need you to come to Champaign, Illinois. And my response was something like, where is Champaign, Illinois? So God has brought that about, but what I can say now is through all those challenges of moving to a new position in a new community where I didn't know anyone, and it was a position where it really was all about who you know, God was so faithful to bring us through. I won't ever say that it was easy, but I'll say that I learned so many life experiences by God just being able to go before us and to center our faith on Him, knowing that there was no way possible that Jim Lilly could have accomplished the things that God has done in our lives. One of the things that I really love to focus on with people today as I'm talking to them, whether they're my clients or friends or through ministries that I'm involved with, is just the capacity that people have. I love an old story that was accredited to Arnold Palmer as the golf professional story, and I won't take the time to tell you the whole story, but it effectively talks about the vision of how we see ourselves and what we're capable of. And in stepping back from this, the story reflects on how someone else saw the capabilities within this person, and how I love the word capacity for this, that God has created a capacity in me that I have no understanding of how great and how much I can accomplish because of him, not because of anything that I have to offer, but because if I can just get out of the way and allow him to do the things, and that causes me to start to think bigger. And if I could just pass that on to my kids and my friends and family, that would be a legacy that I would love to know, is that he lived a life more abundant than what he believed possible because God intersected his life and just took him to the next level. And I think that's a good challenge for all of us, is to continue to think bigger. God doesn't really need us to accomplish much here at all. He can do it, but he takes such pleasure in allowing us to be a part of his work, building the kingdom and growing just the compassions and the love that come from the Christian church.
In case you're just tuning in, you're hearing the voice of Jim Lilly. He's a financial advisor for Cheshire Financial in Champaign. Married to Heidi, has two children, Emma and Cole. They attend the Windsor Road Christian Church. And he was part of a Pinnacle Forum special retreat a few days ago that I was a part of. And I surprised Jim with a legal pad of questions and asked him to work through them. And so at this point I said, share a favorite story.
One of my favorite stories that I'll tell very quickly here has to do with my job, and I spend a lot of time thinking about money and talking to people about money and so forth, but I can remember several years ago, still young in the business as a financial advisor, but really my job, it felt like to me, was to give people hope with the turmoil that we've had in our economy and market crashes and real estate challenges and all of these different things. I had a family that I'd been working with. They were just having kids graduate from college, so they were at that point where they're starting to focus on retirement and so forth. And unfortunately, a medical incident had caused them to rack up about $80,000 in medical bills, and they had no possible way of paying these. Then to layer on top of that, there was some job changes and some income restrictions in their lives. And I can remember sitting with them in our office, and I'm looking at this, and on the linear side of me saying, there's no way that this can work. But there was a point where the Holy Spirit just kind of interceded, and I stopped our meeting, and I'll remember looking directly into their eyes, and I said, let's just take a minute and kind of pray about this. They happen to be a Christian family, and so was open to doing that. And we got through that prayer, and I can remember looking at them and saying, you know what? God is bigger than all of these problems. I can see that within the year we can get this solved and we can move forward. Now, I'll tell you that I said that with not the slightest belief that that was possible. And I can stand here today to say that 6 months later, they were completely debt-free of those medical expenses. God had moved mountains in order to change things in their lives. And the cool thing from my perspective is that was an awesome miracle, but the cool thing was God let me see it happen and unfold just to increase my faith. And I know that sounds kind of selfish in the way that I look at that, but that was it, of God showing me he's bigger than the challenges that we see. And if we can change our vision and our point of view, we can often see much bigger dreams and goals to come to pass. All right, Mark is prompting me here to share a little bit more about my relationship with Heidi and specifically how we met and came to be married and so forth. And it is a fun story. We were set up unbeknownst to me. Now, Heidi was aware of it, but we stood up together in a wedding for a very, very good friend of mine, my best friend at the time and Heidi's best friend. And thankfully, we are still best friends. So we were set up. And it was the only wedding that I can remember being in where the men and the women actually stood together in the wedding party. So I was one of the groomsmen, and Heidi stood directly in front of me. And the interesting thing is that in order to save money, one of the bridesmaids actually made all of the dresses. And she made Heidi's dress way too small. So Heidi had not eaten for like a day and a half just so she could fit in this dress and it would be okay. We got up there and stood up, and we were about 15 minutes into the ceremony, and I can see her head starting to bob a little bit. She actually passes out. And thankfully, I was standing right behind her, so I slipped my arms up around her, basically got my arms under her ribcage, and I just lifted her up off of the ground and held her through the rest of the wedding. And the bride looks over, and she knew exactly what had happened. She could see what was going on. She's chuckling, but no one else in the whole ceremony knew at all what had happened. By the time the wedding had ended, she had kind of come back to, was able to basically walk her slowly out of the ceremony, and from that point on, it was... It looked like something was destined to happen there. So,
well, isn't that a sweet love story? Yep, God can work in unique circumstances. And kudos to Jim for thinking quickly on his feet, being that support for Heidi, and continuing to encourage and support her these many years. You're listening to Great News Radio, and I have special guest Jim Lilly on today's edition of Mark and Friends. If you missed a portion of this broadcast, you can hear it archived at greatnewsradio.org under our archive programs link. Also, if you stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, you'll see a picture of Jim, very formally dressed, during our few-day retreat on Lake of Egypt in the Shawnee National Forest, about 3 hours south of the greater Champaign-Urbana area. Anyways, I surprised Jim with the legal pad of questions and my portable microphone, and continued to encourage him to share some more of his story and various life lessons or favorite quotes. So here again is Jim Lilly.
Mark is continuing to prod me for more information here. So let me give you a couple of my favorite quotes. I really love the English language and how people put things together. But I know joking with people, I always joke about luxury once enjoyed becomes a necessity, and how that's become a part of the American society now. The other one that I love to talk to people about is, if what you knew to be true turned out not to be, when would you want to know? And I think that's so powerful today in our society of just learning about truth. We've gotten away from that in some respects, and if we can just help people to see what is true and get away from some of the emotions and stuff. The fun thing, I think, is just being out in challenging myself is one of the things that I really love to do. Now, I don't want any of my clients to think that I'm a risk taker, but I do like to be challenged and to come up with new things to try and accomplish. And it was a few years back, my brother-in-law was nice enough to give me a gift of something I'd always wanted to do, and it was to skydive. I was stoked. I thought that was going to be the greatest thing ever. I've got a fear of heights, and I thought, well, this will be the way that I can get over that. This will solve that problem. And I went to a local skydive place right outside of Champaign, looked at the airplane, and I thought, man, that doesn't look like a very stable airplane. But they were all doing it, a bunch of young people. I was certainly the oldest person around there. And we got up, and I'm in the plane, starting to feel a little woozy, and we're riding, and the plane was loaded with four or five of us, so it took a while to get it up to the height we needed to get to, into our jump spot, and they worked me out onto the wing, and I let go, and I can remember thinking, I don't know that this is that much fun. And it was a blast to see the sky and to fall, and thankfully there was somebody strapped to my back, so I didn't have to do anything. He kept hitting my shoulder and saying, okay, you can pull the strap, and I can tell you honestly, yep, no, I never pulled it. I was just enjoying the view. Got down to the ground, and my adrenaline was shot. I was basically coming in, just gliding across my bottom on the ground, and walked over and sat down. It probably took me 20 minutes just to recover from the adrenaline drop that I went through. But what a blast. And nothing that anyone in my family had ever done. Wasn't something that was in the wheelhouse of the way we were brought up or that. But just a fun experience to go out and challenge yourself. And one of the things that here in Champaign I love to do is get together with other guys and do some of that. That's actually how I broke my leg, was out jet skiing and jumping waves, and well, there you go.
Well, I don't know if you necessarily have to go skiing or zip around on a jet ski, or for that matter jump out of an airplane, but I do like the point that Jim's making, that we need to get out of our comfort zone and challenge ourselves. Do something different. Have some fun in life. Experiment, test, try new things. I also appreciate that verse out of Malachi where Jim mentions, test and see the Lord on giving. We serve a God that owns it all, and he's a God of enormous amounts of love that we can draw on. He has unlimited capacity, and as we trust in him, we can achieve great things with his help and assistance. Well, isn't Jim Lilly a great guy? Sharp, funny, capable, and a faithful follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you were able to tune in for the whole program. If not, it is archived at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and you can listen to the whole broadcast by clicking on our archived programs page. And I think I'll entitle today's program, Jim Lilly, Capacity and Abundance in God. Let me also point out tomorrow, on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, you're going to hear the same kind of setup that I did with Eric Kraft, where I laid before him a legal pad of questions, handed him the microphone, and encouraged him to go through my questions, and I prodded him at times along the way. Hey, this may be one way, everyone, for me not to derail my guest and to keep clear parameters or keep me in check so I don't get way off on other tangents. We'll see. But it was an experiment the first time I've used this portable microphone with the little digital recorder. And I should do a little shout out for Dave Brown, general manager of WITY out of Danville, who encouraged me to get one of these recorders and do just this. Anyway, tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, Eric Kraft, president and chief strategist of Kraft Development Group, will share some of his life story, testimony, and lessons learned that I think will bless you. Now you may say, but Mark, I'm not available at 7:32 a.m. to tune in. Well, there's a re-airing at 7:32 p.m. Central Time, and also if you're away from the radio, you can access both WGNN and WGNJ with streaming audio. But you say, oh, I can't do that either. Well, all the programs of Mark and Friends are archived at greatnewsradio.org, so listen at your earliest convenience. You also may say, boy, I really like the program. Is there an easy way for me to let a friend know about it? Yep, just go to greatnewsradio.org, go to our archive programs page, right-click on the Windows Media link or the MP3 link, copy and paste the location into an email, send it to a friend, and when they click on that link, the program will launch right there on their computer, and so as long as they turn their speakers up, they can hear it. And you can do that with any of the past Mark and Friends morning programs. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night. And by the way, ladies, happy belated Mother's Day. We appreciate you, moms.